everyone. You are listening to Astrology with Jessica. This podcast is intended to start the conversation about astrology and how it can enhance your life. Discover more about your destiny through understanding celestial signs and symbols. Welcome to your magical journey. Moon signs rule the emotions, instincts, and unconscious. The moon represents instinctive reactions, your deeper personality, and the mind. People gradually transform throughout their lives from the archetype of their sun sign into the character of their moon sign. Aspects of this sign could be areas that you may keep hidden, and it is also the part of your life that can be spontaneous. It has a strong relationship to your inner psyche and the subconscious mind. This position relates to your emotional realm, and it is an important factor in love relationships. The moon in your birth chart modifies the sun sign and are blended to provide a more personalized account of an individual. If you are not sure of the placement of your signs, research online a birth chart generator. Moon in Libra. This position combines the air element of Libra with the planet of the moon. This position is adaptable, creative, charming, good-natured, and diplomatic. They keep appreciation for art and beauty. They have a heightened awareness of people, and they like to surround themselves with comfort. They are open and independent and have a mind that evaluates dispassionately and rationally. They have a great personal charm, and they function very well as a partner. They love with the intellect, and they can be calculating. This position is refined and graceful, mentally keen, and wins the favors of others. They are very polished, and they have an instinct for fairness. They may at times be indecisive, self-indulgent, dependent, frivolous, and changeable. Overall, Moon in Libra people have a very interesting placement of their moon and therefore their emotions. Often they don't like to delve deeply within their own emotions and are much better at dealing with others and acting as a mediator between other people, finding the balance and finding the logic behind situations. This doesn't necessarily serve them when their emotions can be irrational, and they do spend a lot of time trying to balance their emotions and balance the needs of others with themselves. Often, Moon and Libra people can be a bit people-pleasing if they don't put themselves first. And being a good partner is very important to them, but finding their sense of self is also a priority, or should be a priority, for someone with this sign. With the additional emotional qualities of the moon mixed with this Libra energy, I would find that this might be a person who uses art or beauty as a way to express their deeper self and their deeper emotions, or perhaps something like theater or acting, something that uses the element of either art, beauty, or perhaps even society, or debates, discussions, and conversations as a way to really communicate their true nature with others. You find perhaps a lot of Libras are either into the Venus energy and the more beautiful aesthetic, or they're either in a more stoic Saturn energy, which brings them to be a bit more regal and defined, but still very engaged in conversations and mediations and being that middleman or middle person trying to navigate the needs of others. Either way, they're using their Libra balancing approach to either balance the artistic life around them or balance the needs of others. Just because there's a strong Libra position, though, doesn't mean their life is balanced, but it means that finding balance could be one of the areas of their life that they are working on.
Thank you for listening to Astrology with Jessica. Please like this podcast and share it on social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Astrology with Jessica.